What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
This is Mucho African Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Johnson, and thank you for tuning in today from wherever you're listening in from. It is my pleasure to share very special guest that's coming up on our show, absolutely, for your listening pleasure. On Mucho Radio, we definitely get into African descent stories, telling it our way. If you have a story about your community or your lived experiences, let us know. Send it in by MuchoRadio@gmail.com.
As human beings, we all have a story, but a lot of times we don't know how to start. Dilemma of life. This book talks about my upbringing, my faith, and also it gives you a good background for sharing my knowledge to people who are interested in their journey in life. One of the most important things I've learned in my life is having goals, setting goals, and know where you are going. Life can have many roads. We can have many roads in our life, and sometimes we can end up on the wrong road and going into the wrong direction. This book will really help a person who is struggling, especially to make decisions, or not able to quite understand where they want to go. This book will open your eyes in helping you to build confidence. So many people lack in their daily journey. It will empower them. The dilemma of life will enrich a person's life, because when your life is enriched, you quite understand about your journey in life. Our journey in life can have, as I mentioned, many routes. The reason that I wrote this book, I felt I have a deep passion for my fellow man and understanding where we are going as humans, especially the black man. Think about it. We have many struggles. This book is 13 chapters. They talk about my upbringing, my family values, my faith, and it talks about empowerment, setting goals in your life, confidence building, which is extremely important. And it talks about you as an individual. When you know how and when you make your decisions, you will have an idea where you are going. So this book, it will enrich a person's life, especially a younger person. It will enrich your life and able to you to rethink a lot of your self and your decisions as you go about in your daily journey in life. Part of this book is dedicated to my parents. My father was a school teacher and my mother was a housewife. But my parents brought us up with a sense of belonging, a sense of family, a sense of nurture. And without them, it helped to build me and make me a better person in this world. They taught us love, which is extremely important. And that's a chapter I talk about love and the love for fellow man. And also, they taught us to know who we are as individuals, because they know someday we'll be leaving the home and move on to other chapters in our life. So I dedicate part of this book to my parents who passed away a few years ago. Also, I lost two brothers, my younger brother and another brother, much older brother. He died recently, 2 years ago. And his anniversary of his passing is on January the 18th. It will be 2 years. So I'd be glad if I can launch this book in remembrance of one of my brothers who passed away. Raised a lot of inner passion for me. It's something that's deep inside, and not only a story to tell, but must have an awakening of my fellow man. we need to be awakened. We need to see the light. We need to understand. We need to build, because time is too precious. Time don't wait on no man. Time is too precious. So we need to build and to make use of that time. This book will open person mind and heart that he or she will know and have a better understanding of their journey in life. I'm going to read, I got a chapter here, chapter 6, and just this one of the chapters. The chapters talk about avoid distraction of the book. Sometimes in life, you might have to face difficulties which could damage you and make you anxious from what life has to offer. However, if you let go of life challenges so easily, you could miss out on many opportunities to come. No matter what life throws at you, you should look forward to facing it head on, seeking wisdom from it. Instead of being damaged by grief or developing a pessimistic mindset, you should move forward. Moving forward in life is crucial. Person, this can motivate you to seek better ways for yourself as well. Within a balance, it's very good to help others in need. From time to time, people can get stuck in many areas of life. We can become caught up in a situation or even a way of thinking. Because of this, we are unable to adapt, move literally or methodologically, or perceive things differently. Most commonly, our commitment to a subject is the reason we get stuck. It becomes more difficult to perceive other opinions or the wider picture as a result. If you provide inspiration and support to another person, the universe will reward you in return and things will look in your favor. Sometimes life can be very unfair and unjust to some. However, believing that it's out of one's own control is damaging, can result in your stagnating in one place. Letting go of the past is important, and you should actively seek to learn from the past to create a new positive future. As the past may have been damaging, it may have provided you with some valuable lessons. It's up to you to use these lessons, create a greater outcome for the future. To remain true to yourself and positive rather than getting disheartened or frustrated or becoming a negative person. Remember, the goal of life is to face all consequences head on with positiveness deep within you. Events will occur and may influence your energy while running the flow state, which is your ability to focus on something and achieve great creativity and productivity. The outside world is an illusion and may seem to be protecting you from the difficulties that life throws at you. But the solution it provides will not be sufficient to create inner peace and satisfaction in your life. So, what action to take that could lead to change and seek guidance from God, protect and assist you in these times? Problem with actions and behavior that strays from the true self is that these are mainly created by external distractions and people that maybe enter your life and disrupt your healthy patterns of thoughts and ruin your peace. These could be the same groups of people that enter your life in your adolescence that could influence your behavior to be much different from what your inner self guides you. You may realize the actions to change this disconnect may be very small. A minor change does not require too much to be alert in your life, altered in your life. This be cutting ties with negative people, staying far from behavior that cause negativity, consulting a therapist or counselor to understand your addictive behavior thoughts that contradict your true self. A therapist may help in identifying your true self in life, redirect you back to while keeping note of your action that could possibly magnify the disconnect. Another important lesson in life is to stick to schedules. Not only does it make you more disciplined, but also give them a greater belief in their own abilities and control of their lives. The first step to understand your goal, create daily tasks to do, which will bring you closer to your final goal after a period of time. If you commit it, successfully complete your tasks each day and be much closer to your goal than before. One effective way to get back on track with your life is to help others move forward. When you come forth and lend a hand to another person, the difficulty can create a soulful connection. I get a deep passion for writing. I can write and I can go on a stage and just be a human and talk to people. And this message was sitting in me, need to be expressed. I felt completing this book took a couple of years, but I'm just going to go back a second. I started writing 25 years ago. 25. I wrote, I have materials. So when I start, and one evening I was sitting here and my mind was flowing and I was speaking, mind flowing, and I called someone I knew and I said, it was COVID. And I said, I'm thinking of writing, doing a book. And they said, what's stopping you? And that triggered something in me right there. Because the question, the person responded to me, what's stopping you? What's stopping you is either something. So I just put pen to paper and start. That gave me a deep sense of go for it. We as human beings, we all have it. We all have a story. But a lot of times we don't know how to start. And it could be not making use of our time. I have a chapter on time too, which is extremely important. I heard old people say, oh my God, if I had time, I was going to do this. I should have done this. Don't wait till then. Do it now. The longer you wait, it's more hard it gets. It's hard because if you don't have the energy and the strength and the passion, you only want to do it. You can say, oh, I'm too old now. I don't want to do that. That's too much work. Know how many nights I'm up listening to music and just writing away. Write until I stop and then look at it. Nothing. Go back. Write. You know, I can't tell you how many times. After I started, there was no turning back. Now today, I could sit and talk to you on January the 4th, that this was one of the best things. This was my Christmas gift to myself.